喂，有冇声音？哎呀，大家好嘛，可以。要小心。喂，今年可能是最后一次见啊。啊，喂，咁我哋希望咧就，我唔知道你2007年嘅時間係一個開心嘅年定係一個唔開心嘅時刻啊！希望咧2008年咧對你係一個豐富嘅、豐盛嘅、更好嘅日子嚇，因為我哋相信咧神嘅恩典俾我哋係可以好豐富。咁啊，所以係預祝大家新年快樂啊！因為聽日大除夕係咪？greet you all with Happy New Year. Tomorrow is the last day of this year, and we hope that next year might be better for you than this past year. But maybe you've had a wonderful year. 通常喺呢个时候咧，我哋要谂下我哋过去2007年嘅所经历嘅事咧，同埋谂到点样喺2008年去改善。Usually at this time of year, you know, we want to look at what we've been through in the last year and see how we can improve in the upcoming year. 咁啊，有一样嘢咧，我相信大家都会同意咧。无论我哋系点样咧，冇乜人中意规矩。I think there's something that we all can agree on that most of us don't like rules and regulations. 咁啊，所以当我哋谂到咧，即系。我哋系要改善嘅时候咧，都会有一啲嘅规矩。And so when we think about how we can change, you know, we'll think about some of those rules that are going to be in our life. 咁有啲人咧，佢唔中意跟随耶稣，都系呢个原因。And some people don't like to follow Jesus because they don't like rules. 咁啊，今日咧，我哋喺大除夕之前咧，我哋谂下前边嘅路点样。有啲人可能会觉得咧，我希望明年咧更有自由。And so as we're looking at the new year, you know, and we're approaching it, we think, how can I improve? Some people might think, well, I want to be freer, more free. 咁有啲人咧，佢希望点样自由法咧？就系希望咧就可以脱离父母嘅束缚。And some people think being free, you know, is getting rid of the parents' control. 另外有啲人觉得自由咧就系。唔需要再读书嘅。And other people think that freedom means, oh, I don't have to go to school anymore. 咁有啲人可能希望新一年嘅自由呢就脱离嗰个刻薄我嘅老细。And maybe you think, oh, get free, you know, and get rid of that boss who's so mean to me. 呢个系一种嘅改善系咪？And this is one way of improving our life. 咁但系可能另外一啲嘅人会另一方面嘅谂到新年嘅时候唔系得到自由，系要遵守一啲嘅规矩。And maybe some other people think that in the new year they don't want freedom, they want some regulation in their life. 可能咧就需要为自己定下一啲嘅规矩。And maybe you need to set some rules and some boundaries in your own life. 好似咧，我希望喺2008年戒烟。Maybe you say, "Oh, I hope that in this coming year I can." Stop smoking. 或者是减肥。刚刚昨天呢我们在认的时候有一位的新的朋友16岁但是200多磅。那他跟我说我今年新年我要减肥。不过跟着他下一句说但我相信会继续增肥。in the camp, you know, just yesterday, one guy, you know, he's over 200 pounds, and he said, I hope that in the new year I'm going to lose some weight. And then in his next breath, he said, but I know I'm going to keep gaining it.
可能呢，你想改善一啲嘅坏习惯。
Maybe you want to change some of your bad habits.
如果你咁样做咧，一定要定下一啲自我嘅规矩。
And if we want to do that, maybe we need to set some rules and regulations for ourselves.
可惜咧，多数咧系大除夕之前定下啲规矩，喺新年一月二号咧已经忘记晒嘅。
And usually, you know, all these rules and regulations that we set for ourselves for the new year, by January the 2nd, we've already forgotten them all.
所以等到下一年再话啊，希望做得到。
And then we say, oh, I hope I can do it next year.
今日呢，我哋要睇一啲嘅规矩，我要睇到一啲嘅诫命。
And today we're going to look at rules, we're going to look at some commandments.咁
我唔系要将好多嘅诫命讲俾你听嘅，但系我哋系需要睇到一啲世界上最好嘅或者最出名嘅诫命规矩。
And so I'm not going to set rules for you, but I want to look at some of the most famous rules or commandments that have ever been taught, that have ever been mentioned.
咁啊，呢啲就系元旦之前咧，俾我哋更加认识到神。
And so before the new year, it will help us to know God in a greater way.
亦都系神俾以色列人一啲好有意思嘅一啲嘅诫命，一啲嘅规矩。
And we can look at some of these very important rules that God set for the children of Israel.
希望呢啲嘅诫命会帮到我哋。And I hope that they will help us. 所以我哋打开圣经，我哋睇出埃及记。二十章，我哋睇一节至到十一节。
So look in the Bible with me to Exodus chapter 20. We'll read in verse 1 to 11. Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章，一至十一节。呢度第一节话，神吩咐这一切的话说：我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。除了我以外，你不可有别的神，不可为自己挑刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下。水中的白物，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱。直到千代，不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。当纪念安息日，守为圣日。六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。
一起低头祈祷。
天父，我哋多谢你，我哋今日从你嘅话语当中咧，可以喺呢个嘅元旦前之前咧，就有个好嘅机会去再一次思想我哋自己嘅生命，去检查我哋嘅过去，思想到我哋嘅前边。神啊，求你透过你嘅话语咧，去向我哋讲说话，让我哋可以更加从你嘅话语当中得到力量。我哋多谢你，将以下嘅时间交托，奉耶稣名求。Amen.
讲呢个第一点咧，我哋睇十诫嘅时候咧，就要睇神赐十诫咧嘅原因。
咁我哋讲到呢个十诫咧，今日咧我哋就读到头十一节咧喺十诫嘅里边。但系我喺神赐下十诫有个原因嘅，因为我哋知道咧新约圣经有一个新嘅规则嘅，新约同埋旧约有分别嘅。And so here now we're going to look at the Ten Commandments, and we're going to look at why God gave us the Ten Commandments, and what do these Ten Commandments have to do with us? And you know, in the New Testament, we have a new commandment. And so the Bible is divided in the Old and the New. 咁啊，所以我哋睇呢啲十诫之前咧，我想我哋认识下一啲叫规矩嘅事。And so before we look at the Ten Commandments, I want us to take a look at what rules are.嗱，谂一谂咧，如果你人生系冇规矩，会点样嘅人生 ？And think for a moment, if there are no rules in life, what kind of a life would it be？ 我用一个例子，如果冇交通规则，出边街道会点样 ？And just think, if there are no traffic laws, what it would be like out there on the road？ 即使话冇交通规则咧。我是任何人可以揸车，无论咩年龄，冇考牌都揸得过。And you know, if there are no traffic laws, it means that anybody can drive, no matter how old you are, whether you've had a license or not. 亦都嘅意思就系话冇指示牌、冇停牌、冇红绿灯。It also means that there are no stop signs, no direction signs, and no red lights. 可能咧，你中意。左边揸车，右边揸车又得，甚至上行人路又得。喺个 base 嘣嘣声揿嗰个粒的掣啊，喺 base 前边。And it also means that you know I can drive on the left side if I like, I can drive on the right side if I like, and I can even go on the sidewalk if I like。即系如果冇交通规则会点啊？混乱一片。If there are no traffic laws, it would be so confusing and chaotic。亦都会撞死好多人。And many people die. So we find that we need to accept one thing. We don't like it, but it's a fact. People need a rule. And so we must admit, we may not like it, but we must admit that we need rules and regulations. If we don't, life will be very chaotic. Let's talk about another example. I believe students will like it. And I'll give another example, and I'm sure all of you students like it very much.學校冇規矩 ，Let's say a school without rules， 好唔好啊 ？Would that be great？ 你中意翻學就翻學，你唔中意翻學就唔翻學。You like to go to school, go. You don't want to go, don't go. 你中意幾點鐘翻學就得，你唔中意翻學即係又得。And if you go at any time you like, it's okay. And if you don't want to go, that's okay.唔使做功课，中意交就交，唔中意交就唔交啦。And you don't need to do homework, you know, if you like to, you do it, if you don't like to. 又唔使听老师讲嘅，老师喺度讲嘢，你又系下低讲嘢都冇所谓。And the teacher's up there teaching, you know, and you can be down there, all the students talking to each other. No problem. 一个咁样嘅学校会点啊 ？What would happen in a school like this? 啲学生开心 ，all the students would be very happy. 但系学唔到嘢嘅，系咪？But nobody would learn anything. So, 家長唔會送學生去到咁嘅學校. And so, none of the parents would send their children to a school like that, right? 因為亂曬龍嘅。It would be just chaotic. 所以呢，我哋需要規則，需要規矩。So, we need rules and regulations. 中文講嘅國有國律，家有家規，係咪？即係咁上下。Countries have rules and families have their regulations.
如果我哋系自己，每人做佢认为心中觉得啱嘅，嗰个亦都可以好乱嘅。
And if everybody does what's right in their own eyes, then we're going to have a lot of confusion. 系咪？我哋冇可能咁样做。所以喺今嘅新年嘅时候咧，喺元旦嘅时候咧，我哋思想下神俾我哋嘅规则。And so as we think going into the new year, what kind of rules has God given to us?
呢啲嘅規則係咪對我哋有益處？因為係要管死我哋。
And are God's rules good and important for us, or is he trying to control us? 我哋从呢个十诫我哋可以认识。And we can learn from the Ten Commandments. 咁我首先想再讲一样嘢咧，喺圣经里边咧有唔同嘅时期，神俾唔同嘅规矩人哋。And in the Old Testament, throughout different times, God gave different requirements to people. 英文我哋叫 dispensation， 中文我唔识讲嗰个字。And in English, we call it dispensation. And I don't know how to say that word in Chinese. 咁即系意思，如果你睇创世纪第一章27节，你见到神初初做亚当嘅时候，俾亚当一个规矩。And if you look in Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, you'll see that God gave a command to Adam. In verse 27 to verse 30, 呢度话神就照着自己嘅形象做人，乃是照着他嘅形象做男做女。神赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍地。遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。神说：看啊，我将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所结有核的果子全给你们为食物。至于地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟，各样爬在地上有生命的物，我将青草赐给他们作食物，事就这样成了。So here God told Adam to multiply and be fruitful and to rule the world. 神叫亚当咧就要遍满全地，所以生养众多。亦都要管住呢个世界，呢个神被亚当呢个诫命嘅好简单。但系到亚伯拉罕咧，神被亚伯拉罕另一个诫命嘅。But when we come to Abraham, God gave Abraham a different rule and added to the rule， 系唔系唔同嘅，但系加上嘅。啊，你睇创世记十二章第一节至到第三节 ，and if you look in Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 3， you'll see that God added。He expanded the commandment, and it's special to Abraham. 同埋呢个嘅被亚伯拉罕系指定系被亚伯拉罕嘅子孙，唔系普及世界嘅，即系亚伯拉罕嗰啲后裔。呢个话耶和华对亚伯拉罕说：你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所指示你的地方去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你。叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万物万族都要因你得福。所以在亚伯拉罕的身上，神话将个福气俾佢嘅，系一个指定嘅俾亚伯拉罕。And so God gave a special blessing to Abraham.And that those who bless Abraham will be blessed, and those who curse him will be cursed. 嗰啲祝福亚伯拉罕会得福，嗰啲咒诅佢会咒诅。咁啊，而家我哋嚟到摩西嘅时候，我哋见到神俾一个嘅好仔细嘅律例俾摩西。And now we come to Moses, and we see that God is giving Moses an even more specific commandment. 我哋睇到十诫咧系更加清楚。神要我哋人点样跟随佢 ？And so in the Ten Commandments, we see that God is showing us very clearly how He wants us to follow Him. 教育圣经仲有神俾大卫王一个嘅律例 ，And in the Old Testament, we see another time where God gave a special commandment to David. 神就话大卫嘅子孙即系永远会为佢建立一个嘅王位 ，And God told David that he would always have a descendant on the throne. 但系嚟到新约圣经嘅时候，透过耶稣有另一个神又俾我哋一个更清楚佢嘅诫命嘅意思。But when we come to the New Testament and Jesus, we see that God gives us an even clearer picture of how God wants us to follow Him. 所以呢每一次嘅神更加清楚俾我哋知道，唔系改变之前嗰个。 And so each time God gives us a clearer picture, it's not changing the older one.
但是是让我们更加清楚了解我们现今应该怎样跟随神。
And it tells us how we today should follow God.
所以我们讲到这个律例，神被摩西，其实有什么作用？
And so when we talk about the law that God gave to Moses, what was the purpose of the law?
神话我们听这个意思呢，就是很重要的。在罗马书第三章十九节呢，你会找到。
And if you look in Romans chapter 3, verse 19, we'll see the purpose of the law that God gave to Moses.
因为圣经话我们听，法律呢，神的律法呢， 是让我们明白神的性情,
because the law helps us to understand the character of God.
亦都会将我们人的软弱显出来,
and it will help us to see the weakness of man. 所以罗马书第三章十九节话我们听,
and so in Romans chapter 3 verse 19, 这里说我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下 之人说的，好塞住各人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。So
it knows that we know that the law causes all to be guilty before God.
So 有这个法律呢，就好像神的标准，神定了这个标准给我们，我们达不到这个标准，每一个人是反现出。
And so it's the law shows us the standard that God has. And that we cannot reach the standard that God has, we all become guilty.
And
so under God's standard, we all are sinners.
So
we can understand God's standard, and we can also understand our weakness.
但是因为这个标准太高的，法律就做一样嘢，好紧要。But
because the standard is so high, the law has a very important position.
那个意思就是要俾我哋知道，人冇可能靠自己嘅能力达到神嘅标准。And
so the law is teaching us that we cannot on our own meet God's standard.
法律呢？ 律法会引导我们去到神那里认识神，
and so the law will lead us to God.
你睇加拉太书第三章廿四节，这个讲到旧约圣经嘅律法。
Look in Galatians chapter 3 verse 24.
神呢就冇设下呢个律法要成为我哋得救嘅方法。
God never gave the law to make it to be a means of salvation.
没人能够因为遵守律法呢能够得救。
Nobody was ever saved by keeping the law.
但是我们发现到律法呢有个好重要的意思。加拉太书第三章廿四节。
But the law has a very important meaning, and in Galatians 3:24, we see that meaning.
So 24节说， 这样律法是我们坟墓的师傅，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
And in English it says, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
那这里可能你要明白这个坟墓的师傅是什么意思。
And so what does it mean by schoolmaster?
在罗马社会的时候呢，这个坟墓的师傅呢，佢有个好重要嘅作用。我呢个系新译本，系咪？神蒙嘅师傅，和合本系写咩啊？又系神坟墓一样。OK，讲话呢个坟墓嘅师傅呢，佢嘅作用咧唔系老师嘅。
So the schoolmaster is not the teacher in the old Roman society.
这个坟墓的师傅呢，他就是好像家里面一个个仆人，他的作用呢，就要看着小朋友。
And so in the Roman society, The schoolmaster, he's like a slave in the home, and he takes care of the children.
他的作用呢, 就要帮他换衣服呢, 带他回学校, 肯定他做功课。
And his job was to help the students get dressed, take them to the school, and when they come home from school, make sure they do their homework.
所以他是一个带他去哪里呢?带去学校那里。
And so his job was to take them to the school.
律法呢,就是我们的训蒙的师傅。
Now the law is our schoolmaster.
所以律法呢,不是我们的老师。
So the law is not our teacher.
但是他带我们去到耶稣那里。耶稣是我们的老师。
So the law is taking us to Christ because Christ is our teacher.
我们需要基督的,在我们里面。 如果我们比较律法和耶稣的教恩,有个很重要的比较。
Now, if we compare the law with the salvation of Christ, we can see a very interesting comparison.
律法呢,就要求,恩典是慈福。
The law demands, but grace gives.
律法说你要遵守,恩典说你要相信。
The law says you must do, but grace says you must believe.
律法说你要努力,恩典说你要休息。
The law says you must work, grace says you must rest.
律法呢,就是威胁,有惩罚,恩典呢, 就是将福气赐下。
The law threatens a curse, but grace promises a blessing.
律法说,你要做,你就得生命。恩典说,你要生活,于是可以做。The
law says you must do, and then you will live. Grace says you can live, therefore you can do.
律法就是指人的罪,指最好人的罪。恩典呢,是拯救最坏的人。And
the law condemns the best man, but grace saves the worst man.
所以当我们比较这个恩典,是耶稣的恩典,和教育摩西的律法,我们发现到很大的分别。那我们今天讲十诫,所以讲回十诫。十诫有两方面。Now
today we're talking about the Ten Commandments, so let's go back to the Ten Commandments. And there are two parts of the Ten Commandments.
在十诫里面,神用两个石板来写的。
Now God wrote on two stone tablets.
所以第一个石板呢,是有四个诫命。第二个石板有六个诫命。
And so on the first tablet, God put four of his commands. And on the second tablet, God put the other six.
今天我们只会看第一个诫,第一板,就是头四个诫命。
And so today we're only going to look at the first four commandments.
下个星期我们看下一个版,
and next week we'll look at the second tablet.
第一版呢,就是给我们一个定位。
Now the first tablet gives us a standard.
你知道没有一个定位呢,我们不可能做好人。
Without a standard, we cannot be a good person.
所以第一版呢,就是给我们一个很重要的作用。
So the first tablet is a very important position.
现代人呢,认为不需要神。
You know, modern man thinks that they can live without God.
现代人觉得神是一个神话。
Modern man thinks that God is just a superstition.
所以第一版给我们清楚知道呢,我们需要神。
And so the first tablet tells us very clearly, we need God.
那如果没有神呢,怎么去遵守好的规矩?
Without God, how can you have a good life?
问题不是说有没有神存在, 问题就是说,如果没有神,我们怎么知道有善恶?
Now the question is not, is there a God or not? The question is, if there is no God, how do we know right from wrong? 现代人呢，佢唔相信有神，佢点去过一个道德生活？点去知道善恶？
So in modern man, they don't believe in God. How can they live a moral life? How can they know what is good and what is not good?
简单话你知，现代人话冇神存在，于是道德观就系每一个人认为乜嘢啱就系啱。
So the modern man said that there's no God. So in morals, what I think is right is right.
于是呢，我喺非洲出世，我有非洲嘅对与错；我喺中国出世，有中国嘅对与错；我喺西方出世，有西方嘅对与错。可能大家唔一样嘅。
And so if I'm born and raised in Africa, I have my African right and wrong. If I'm born and raised in China, I have Chinese right and wrong. If I'm born and raised in North America, I have the right and wrong of North America. They all might be very different.
一个人话杀人系唔啱，好，杀人唔啱，点解？因为我觉得系唔啱。
And one person says killing is wrong. Why is it wrong? Well, I don't think it's right. I just feel it's wrong.
另一个人觉得杀人呢系适者生存嘅工具。我为了保护自己，我一定要杀人。为了爬上头，我杀人是对我有利益，是啱的。
Another person says, well, killing, it's just the survival of the fittest. You know, I've got to get up in the ladder. If somebody gets in my way, I kill him, wipe him out. You know, that's just survival. So it's okay.
谁啱，谁错？如果你没有一个定位，没办法分。
If we don't have a standard,we cannot say who's right and who's wrong.
没一个定位，没一个普世的道德观。
Without a standard, we cannot have a universal moral to follow.
所以唔怪之而家世界变咗咁混乱。
No wonder the world's going crazy.
我哋觉得冇神存在，我中意点就点，你中意点就点。变咗好似头先讲冇规则嘅社会
，and so the world is going crazy. I think it's right. I'll do what I think is right. You think it's right. You do what's right. No matter the world is going crazy. A world without rules.
呢个题目咧可以讲好长篇嘅。I can talk a lot on this subject. 我哋需要神，因为神俾我哋一个清楚。善同恶嘅界定
，We need God because God gives us very clearly what is right and wrong.
系有神而嚟，唔系人自己定，系神定。
It's God that set the standard, not man that set the standard.
因为如果系人定，我哋可以好容易讲，切牧师嗰啲落后思想。
You know, if it's a standard, a manual, oh, pastor, you know, that's old-fashioned. It doesn't apply to me today.
今日同我无关嘅，你点可以信咁落后嘅嘢啊？
Or maybe we could say,
佢哋西方啱嘅，我哋中国人咧唔同嘅。
Or we say, you know, that's for the Westerner. You know, us Chinese are different.
或者我哋讲咧。男人啱，女人唔啱。
That's good for men, it's not good for women.
其实有呢啲咁嘅观点，不过调转。
We have this type of philosophy, but we usually do it backward.
可能而家变紧咧，因为世界真系混乱嘅。
But maybe now it's really changing because the world is changing.
但以前咧，好多男人觉得男人出嚟揾女人。上大陸洗頭，按摩下，即係男人理所當然嘅。
You know, in the past, you know, men would think, well, you know, you got a wife, it's no problem, you know, go out, get another, you have an affair, you know, go up to China, get your hair washed, get a massage, you know, it's what men do, you know.
但如果女人咁點啊？
But if your wife did that, what would you do?
豈有此理！男人有个标准，女人另一个标准。
So there's a standard for men and another standard for women.
边个定呢个标准？
Who set this standard?
神嘅标准就系男女一样嘅，都唔得啊。In God's standard, men and women are the same. Neither of you can do that.
你明唔明我意思？
第一版俾我哋一个定位。
So the first tablet gives us the standard.
冇咗呢个定位咧，第二版系多余。
Without this standard, the second tablet is worthless.
第二版系冇意义嘅。
如果冇第一版 ，the second tablet has no meaning if there is no first tablet.
我承认呢，冇咗耶稣呢，人哋可以行一个好嘅生活。
Now, I believe that people that don't know Jesus can live good lives.
有啲唔信耶稣嘅人咧，佢嘅行为表现比基督徒更好。
There are some people that don't believe in Jesus, but their life is better. They live a better life than Christians.
但系佢冇神喺佢生命里边。
But they don't have God in their life.
所以我唔系讲话你冇神，你唔可以做一个道德嘅人。
I'm not saying that without God you cannot live a moral life.
我唔系咁嘅意思。我的意思是说，如果你不信有神呢，你的道德观在哪里来？
My meaning is, if you don't believe in a God, then where did your moral standard come from?
如果没有神，你的价值观、道德观是多余。
Without a God, your standard of morals and values is worthless.
有一个人曾经问耶稣 最大的诫命是什么。
Somebody asked Jesus, what was the greatest commandment?
跟着耶稣就答他是路加福音第十章二十五节。
And Jesus answered him in Luke chapter 10, verse
25. 我们看下路加福音第十章二十五节至到三十节。
Verse 25 to 30.Luke chapter 10.
好有意思的。有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说，夫子，我该作什么才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说，律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？他回答说，你要尽心尽性尽意尽力。尽力尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。耶稣说：你回答的，你是这样行，就必得永生。那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：谁是我的邻舍呢？耶稣回答说。有一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥，落在强盗手中。他们掳去他的衣服、衣裳，把他打到半死，就丢他下，即系走去。呢个好撒玛利人嘅比喻。
And then Jesus goes on and tells the parable of the Good Samaritan.
呢个咩意思咧？你留意睇，呢个人问耶稣。要做啲乜嘢嚟承受永生
？Here the person asks, "What do I need to do to inherit eternal life?"
And 耶稣就问翻佢律法点讲
？And then Jesus said, "Well, what does the law say?"
呢个人就答：尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱神。
And he answered, "Love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, heart, and soul, and strength."
呢个就系第一版，十诫嘅第一版。
And so he answered from the first tablet, love God.
但是他又忽略了第二版。
But he neglected the second tablet.
是吗？他说要爱邻舍如爱自己。
Because he said, love my neighbor as myself.
所以他根本跟着耶稣说你好你去做你就对。And so Jesus said, good, you know, that's right, you know, go and do it and you'll be good.
所以跟住个人话，边个系我邻舍
？And so then he asked, "Who's my neighbor?" 因为其实佢集中系第一版，爱神得噶啦，爱神得噶啦，爱神得噶，爱人如己，边个系邻舍 ？And so he thought, yeah, I love God, but love others。第二版就系爱人，第二版系人与人之间嘅关系。The second tablet is man to man relationship。所以耶稣跟住同佢讲好撒玛利亚人嘅比喻。So then Jesus told him the parable of the Good Samaritan. Who is your neighbor? 你嘅邻舍边个？耶稣嘅比喻嘅答案就系、是、你身边边个有需要就系、是、你嘅邻舍。And Jesus' answer is that whoever is next to you in need, he is your neighbor. He is the one you need to love. 你要爱嗰个人。佢黑人憎又系，佢得人惊又系，佢丑陋又系。If he's an evil guy, he's an unlovable guy, he's an ugly guy, you still have to love him. 这个第二版 That is the second tablet. 我们下个星期先讲第二版 Next week we'll talk about the second tablet. 第二版是人与人之间的关系 The second tablet is about personal relationships. 我们有好第一版的基础我们先至可以有人与人之间的关系And with the foundation of having the first tablet, then we can go to the second tablet and follow and have good relationships. 但马可福音第十章有另一个嘅故事，又系啱啱相反。But in Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, we see a different story. 呢度另一个少年官咧嚟问耶稣嘅。And here we see a young ruler came and asked Jesus.在第十章第十七节至到二十一节 And in Mark 10 verse 17 to 21 这是另一个故事耶稣出来出来行路的时候有一个人跑来 拐在他面前问他说良善的夫子我当作什么罪可以承受永生耶稣对他说你为什么称我为是良善呢除了神一位之外再没有良善的诫命是你晓得吗不可杀人不可奸淫不可偷盗不可作假见证不可亏负人当孝敬父母在这里停一停这些是第二版的耶稣讲的第二版的我们下个星期先讲这些二十节 That's the second I stopped at verse 19 And Jesus is talking from the second tablet And then I go on with verse 20 他对耶稣说夫子这一切我从小都遵守了耶稣看着他就爱他对他说你还缺少一件就去变卖你所有的分给穷人就必有财宝在天上，你还要跟从我。那耶稣叫他这样做，跟着他很忧愁离开。点解呢？ Now Jesus told him to go and sell everything he had and give to the poor and follow him, and he was so upset, he was sad, and he walked away. Why? 因为他爱他的物质多过爱神。Because he loved his possessions more than he loved God. 他爱他的物质，他不舍得。于是呢，他说我是遵守第二版。So he's saying, I'm following the second tablet. 但第一版呢？他也跟从到。But he was not following the first tablet. He loved his possessions more than he loved God. 他是想跟从呢，用他的物质社会生活呢多过系跟从佢嘅神。So what does the first tablet say? 可能我哋要睇下第一版系讲乜嘢，好唔好？喺翻出埃及记，好快啊，好简短嘅。We'll look very quickly at what the first tablet said. What this rich young ruler missed 系呢个少年官系忽略嘅，亦都可能系你今日忽略嘅。第一版第一样嘢。在第二节，出埃及记二十章第二节 ，In Exodus 20 verse 2 is the first thing on the tablet. 我是耶和华你的神， 曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。Verse 2 and 3. Aside from me, have no other gods. I am your God. Aside from me, have no other gods. 今日呢，我哋有几多个神喺我哋生命中？神话我系你嘅神，将你从赌博领来出嚟，将你从吸毒领来出嚟，将你从发脾气嘅生活领来出嚟，忧愁嘅生活领来出嚟。God said, I am your God. I took you out of bondage of gambling. I took you out of bondage of drugs. I took you out of the bondage of always losing your temper. I took you out of the bondage of always being depressed. Have no other gods beside me. 除我以外，不可有别的神。你今日有冇第二个神喺你生命里边？ Do you have another God in your life today? 呢个少年官有另一个神。This young ruler had another God. 他另一个神就是他的物质生活。His other God was his possessions. 他不可以放低于物质来跟从耶稣。He couldn't let go of his possessions to follow Jesus. 他以为跟从第二版店。He thought just doing the second tablet was okay. 但是不是的。你没有第一版，怎么跟从第二版？ But without the first tablet, how could you follow the second?今日你有冇第二个神？睇第二个诫命系乜嘢？第四节至到第五节。Look at the second commandment. 不可 in verse 4 and 5， 不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天地下地和地底下水中嘅白物。不可拐拜那些像，也不可侍奉他。因为耶和华你的神是忌邪的神。You do not make idols. Don't bow down to the idols. God is a jealous God. 点解呢？我哋周围都有偶像啊，有观音菩萨，有关帝。You know there are idols all around us. There's 观音， there's 观帝， there's all these idols. There's Buddhas. 神话唔可以有偶像。但我发现到基督徒都有好多偶像嘅。But I find that even as Christian, there are a lot of idols in our lives. 天主教亦都有好多偶像嘅，有圣母玛利亚，有圣约瑟，有乜乜乜，呢啲都系偶像。圣经讲不可。Even in the Catholic Church, there are idols. You know, there's an idol of Mary, there's an idol of Saint Joseph, and all these other statues. And here it says cannot do that. 但系我哋基督徒生命里边都有偶像。But there are many idols in our heart. 我哋基督徒有心中嘅偶像， and as Christians, we have idols of the heart. 好似呢个少年官，我哋唔肯放低。Just like this young ruler, we don't want to let go of. 你今日嘅偶像系乜嘢？ What is the idol in your heart today? 有啲人呢系物质嘅， some people it's their possessions. 有啲人系电视机嘅。追求嗰个电视剧。Some people it's following that TV show that they just love and every night they have to watch. 有啲人咧就系电视游戏机嘅，嘥晒我时间。Some people it's just the video games taking all their time. 有啲人咧个心中嘅偶像咧系佢自我形象。Some people their idol is the way that they look at themselves.可能是你那份工作，哇！我自己伸手爬上去，我而家又了不起啊！ You know, maybe it's your job, man. I've worked hard. I've gotten up the ladder. Now look at me. 自己做自己的偶像。You become your own idol. 有啲人的偶像是他家人，他爱家人多过爱神。Some people's idol is their family. They love their family more than they love God.有啲人嘅偶像系音乐。我初信主嘅时候，音乐都系我嘅偶像。Some people's idol is music. When I first became a Christian, music was my idol. 我瞓觉系吸音乐，我
醒嘅时候，我系听音乐；我系唔使翻学嘅时候，我系弹音乐；我系日夜都系思想音乐。You know, when I was a new Christian, I slept breathing music. When I woke up, I was listening to music. When I wasn't in school, I was playing music. I lived for music. That was my God.
我一个生目中的梦想就要做一个摇滚的吉他主音吉他手。
And my whole ambition in life was to be a rock and roll lead guitar player.
有一天神来跟我说，音乐是你的偶像。于是我决定了，我放下音乐以后不玩。
And one day God came to me and said, music is a God and idol to you.And I decided I would put down music and I wouldn't follow it anymore.
我真係放低，我冇再玩，差唔多二十年都冇玩嘅。
And I really put it down for about 20 years.
直到早幾年前咧，見到健身啊、浸舞啊、標幾個玩得好，我心裏邊祈禱啊，神，我放低咗音樂咁多年，咁耐都冇玩過。但係呢啲後生仔有潛質，如果佢用音樂去侍奉你幾好。嗰個攞翻起嚟靠神用得著，我而家又建立咗澳門嘅音樂人團契，又見到其他人都係開始被鼓勵起嚟。
And then you know, just a few years ago, I saw these young guys, you know, playing, and said, Lord, they need somebody to help them, steer them in the right direction. So I took it back, but not for myself. I took it back to glorify God, and now God has used us, and now we have the Musicians Fellowship.Training people to follow to use your music for God.
你嘅偶像系乜嘢？系嗰样嘢系阻止你跟从神。
It's the thing that is keeping you from following Christ.
自己谂下，第七节第三个诫命
，the third commandment in verse 7， 不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华的名。耶和华必不以他为无罪。Do not take the Lord's name in vain。
弟兄姊妹，我哋好多时会妄称神嘅话、神嘅名。我哋用神嘅名当系粗口。
You know, many times we take the Lord's name in vain. We use His name as though it's a curse word.
你系讲，跟住用耶稣嘅名。
He said, "Oh, you're talking," and we use the name of Jesus. You know.
跟住人哋话 ，Oh my！
跟住啊，即系好多人讲啊，牧师呢个唔系粗口，
咩唔系粗口？系粗口嚟嘅，系妄称神嘅名。我嘅神系尊贵，系宝贵。啊，我 Oh my！ 跟住用神嘅名落去咧，系将一个尊贵嘅神变咗一个嘅可以践踏嘅神，
要小心喎。And when we say, oh my, and then put God's name in it, we're taking the glory of God and putting it down and trampling on God as though he's something common. That is blaspheming God's name. All right?
另外一个妄称神的名的方法很普遍的很多人做过。我们说人听我们基督徒。
There's another way that we blaspheme God's name. We tell people we're Christians.
但系跟住我哋嘅行为表现咧，特别喺屋企咧，人哋完全唔觉得你系基督徒。
But then by our lifestyle, even at home, you know, nobody's you're a Christian.
基督徒会做咁嘅嘢咧 ？Christians will act like that. 我睇你嘅样完全唔觉得你系基督徒。
Well, by everything I see, you don't look like a Christian.
咁系咪妄称神嘅名啊
？Is that blaspheming God's name?
Yeah, I'm a Christian. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me stick you in the back.
是啊，我爱耶稣，赞美主，我用刀刉你的背脊。
基督徒是这样，基督徒翻学又出猫。
Oh, Christians go to school and they cheat on tests.
基督徒呢就会讲大话。Oh, Christians will tell lies. 基督徒呢就可以是做好多父母唔中意做嘅嘢呢。
And Christians will do a lot of things that their parents don't like them to do.
基督徒呢就可以完全唔睬父母呢。父母话几点钟翻学，翻屋企，我话睬你都傻嘅。
And Christians, you know, don't listen to their parents. You know, the parents say, come home at this time. And, hey, don't pay any attention to him. He's crazy.
妄称神的名啊。 That's blaspheming God's name. 你稱得自己做基督徒，你要行得似嘅基督徒。If you call yourself a Christian, you need to walk like one. 如果你唔想行得似個基督徒，你唔好稱呼自己做基督徒。如果唔係咧，你妄稱神嘅名。Now, if you don't want to walk like a Christian, don't call yourself one, because then you're blaspheming God's name. 最後一樣，第八節。The last one, verse 8. 當紀念安息日，守衛聖日。Remember the Sabbath. Keep it holy. 跟住佢講好多關於安息日嘅嘢。呢個安息日呢，就係俾猶太人嘅。Now the Sabbath was for the Jews. 呢個係俾以色列人嘅一個規矩。Now this was something for the Jewish people, not for the Gentiles. 喺新約聖經咧，冇一次見到基督徒要遵守安息日。In the New Testament, there's no teaching that Christians have to obey the Sabbath. 但係基督徒應唔應該揾一日時間去敬拜主呢？ But should Christians have a time to worship God? 我哋好多弟兄姊妹咧，因為生活忙碌。因为我们的时间表是满到飞起，又读书又工作又家庭，很多事我们不想回来聚会。 And because we have so many things in our lives, we've got school, we've got work, we've got family, so often we don't want to take the time to come to church. 这里叫我们纪念安息日，找一日时间敬拜神，跟随神。Find a time to follow God, to worship God. 放神是你生命的第一位。Put God first in your life. 我们有时服侍的人说，啊，姊妹，你信着耶稣好久呢，为什么你不回崇拜？ And sometimes, you know, work with some people and say, oh, you know, sister, you've been a Christian for a while. Why don't you come to church? Hey, 星期日唯一的时间呢，我家人习惯啫，每一个星期日朝早我们去喝茶。You know, pastor, you know, every Sunday, that's the only time my family can get together, and every Sunday morning we go to tea. 咁即係話你要選擇去飲茶，你唔去敬拜神。And so you choose to go to tea and you don't come to worship. 啊，牧師你唔明啊，我星期日時間咧有我個仔女咧有好多課外活動嘅，我就一定要將時間喺我仔女身上，因為佢要成長。我嗰細嘅時候咧，我冇呢個機會，但我小朋友有呢個機會，所以星期日唯一嘅時間我要陪佢。And then you know we say, hey, you know, pastor, you know, my children, you know, it's the only time that they have all these extracurricular activities, you know, and I've got to go with my children, you know, I didn't have this opportunity when I was young, but my children have this opportunity, so on Sunday morning I take my children to their activity. 咁即係你選擇。你的小朋友你是忽略神 So you choose your children over God 喂这样就变成你小蚊仔是你的偶像、哦、Then your children become your idol Because you put your children over God 因为你放你小朋友在神之上弟兄姊妹心中的偶像很轻微这样入到来 And so the idols in the heart can get into us very hard時間到了今日元旦大除夕之前過去一年你在神的裏面有沒有一些你需要改善在08年 So now before the new year Is there anything in the last year that you have That you can examine your heart and say I need to change for the upcoming year你有没有承认耶稣是你的教主 Do you know that Jesus is the Lord of your life? 你有没有神的定位是你生命做你的价值观你的道德观的定位 Do you have God as that standard to be your moral standard, to be your value standard? 你有没有这个、愿意跟随神的规矩因为你知道没有神的规矩你会乱晒弄 And are you willing to follow God's rules? Because without God's rules, you realize that you will be in chaos. 你心目中有什么偶像你需要除下 And what idols you need to get rid of in your life today? 你有没有花时间跟神一起有没有将敬拜神的时间放在一个优先的次序 And if you put following God and honoring God as a top priority in your life,
愿神宽恕我哋，帮到我哋，愿我哋去做好嘅选择嚟跟随神。
May God help us and give us strength so that we can continue to follow Him.
我哋一齐低头祈祷。
Let's pray. 主耶稣，我哋多谢你，我哋今日睇到十诫嘅第一版，认识到有好多事情咧。是阻止我们 认识你，所以主，我们靠你今天给我们省察自己的心，靠你帮到我们呢，就去有一个愿意跟随耶稣你的，按照耶稣的规矩，因为我们知道没有这些规矩我们都会乱世龙。神，这些规矩是对我们有益处，对我们有好处，不是要破坏我们，不是要管死我们，你的规矩是对我们有帮助。最愿意我们可以先有这个定位，将神你放在我生命中的第一位，尊主伟大，敬拜神你，是没有别神是阻止我们。神是靠你宽恕我们过去07年的所有的忽略，以致我们在08年的时候去将心中的偶像撥除，将爱主你的心放在入面。神，我们多谢你，多谢你听我们祷告，奉主名求， Amen。 愿神祝福你们，我默祷之后去散会。